In today's Mishnah, from the first and second Mishnah, from the fifth parak of Masechet Anas, the Mishnah begins, Beit Shammai Omrim, Beit Shammai maintain, Hekdesh Taut Hekdesh, meaning someone consecrated something, either an animal to bring as a korban, or say some property to give to the base of Mikdash, we'll see in the second Mishnah, and he does so by mistake, is it considered binding or not? Beit Shammai maintain, yes, it's considered Hekdesh, whereas Beit Hillel says, Einu Hekdesh, no, it's not binding at all. Before the Mishnah itself brings an example of Hekdesh Taut, we have to understand what's behind the debate. So the question is whether we learn the laws of Hekdesh in general from Tumura. Now, the laws of Tumura is if someone has a perfectly good korban and they want to bring another animal in exchange for that korban. And we say that in that situation, the original korban, since there's nothing wrong with it, would still be a korban, and the other tumura would also have to be brought as a korban as well. Also, Masechta called Masechta tumura, which we'll learn about these laws in detail. However, we learn, because the Torah says, Vahya hu utumarato ye kodesh, that we learn from the pasuk that hu utumara in it will be yihye kodesh. The unnecessary word or what appears to be a superfluous word of yihye comes to teach us that even if someone did so beshogeg by mistake, it would still, by in the laws of tomorrow, will be binding. The question is, do we learn tchilat hekdesh, meaning a regular case of hekdesh, do we learn that from sof hekdesh, meaning case of tomorrow, when it's trying to exchange something for the korban? So Beit Shammai says, yes, you learn one from the other, and therefore hekdesh taot hekdesh, whereas Beit Hillel say, no, that's not the case. So let's look at an example of what's hekdesh taot. So Mishnah says, ketzad. Amar, this person says, shor shachor shiyatza mi beiti rishon harei hu hekdesh. The first black ox that comes out of my house, it will be hekdesh, v'yatza lavan, and a white one exits. Now, here it's not that he said only the first black shor that comes out, but rather his intention really is that the first animal that comes out is happy to be a korban. However, he's under the understanding that he only has a black ox in his house. However, it seems to be, in this case, by mistake, he was unaware of the fact, but a white ox presents itself as it leaves the house first. In that situation, Beit Shammai says, yes, it's indeed Hekdesh. Once again, his intention was the first ox, and despite the fact he wanted it necessarily maybe to be a black one, or he assumed to be only black ones, nonetheless, despite the fact that he didn't really expect, I should say, a white one to exit, nonetheless, it's still Hekdesh. Whereas Beit Hillel says, no. He says, Einu Hekdesh, meaning when he said, since he said Shachor, a black ox to exit, his intention was really only for the first ox to exit to be a black one. And therefore, the fact that the white one exited, that is considered a Hekdesh Ta'ut, and according to Beit Hillel, as we explained, it is not considered a Korban. Mishnah continues by, this is now Mishnah Bet, with another example, not just with animals that would be Korbanot, but rather money itself that would have Kedush associated either for Hekdesh or to use to purchase a Korban. Mishnah says, Dina Zahav Shiyaleh Bi'ad Rishon. He puts his hand in his pocket or a bag or a pouch, and he wishes to take out, the first gold coin that comes out to my hand will be Hekdesh. And he's under the understanding that really only has gold coins there. And so his intention really is, when he says it, he says basically the first coin will be Hekdesh. Ve'Allah, and lo and behold, what comes out, he pulls out a silver one. Beit Shammai says, in that case, yes, this is Hekdesh Ta'ut, but nonetheless, it is still Hekdesh. Because again, his real intention was that the first coin that comes out will be a Hekdesh, but it was almost like a mistake that it was a silver one came out and not a gold one, as he expected. And therefore, he said Hekdesh to a Hekdesh. Beit Hillel says, again, maintains according to his position that it ain't no Hekdesh, because his full intention is really the first gold coin to come out, and it wasn't a gold coin. Chavit shayayin sheta'ale biyadi rishon. So the first barrel of wine that comes to my hand, harehi Hekdesh, v'alta, and he grabs a barrel, assuming, say, they're all barrels of wine, and he opens it up, and it's shelk shemen, and it's actually oil. Again, that's a case of Hekdesh ta'ud. Beit Shammai says it's Hekdesh, whereas Beit Hillel says, Einu Hekdesh. Once again, according to Beit Hillel, that is because it's Hekdesh ta'ut, meaning according to Beit Hillel, since really he assumed that it was all wine, and he pulled out a barrel and he wanted it to be wine, and actually wasn't wine, according to Beit Hillel, in that situation, that's once again Hekdesh ta'ut, is not considered Hekdesh, according to Beit Hillel. There's Mishnah today.